How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm very well, mate. Thank you.
Good stuff. So before we touch on the big game happened at the weekend, we'll start off with your season as a whole. How's it gone?
I think a lot of City fans were a bit worried maybe that we'd have a bit of a treble hangover, you know what I mean? Last season was unbelievable, obviously. Five trophies, the treble. It was like beyond our wildest dreams. And then, you know, Ilkay Gundogan left, Riyad Mahrez left, Laporte. The signings that came in were a little bit underwhelming. Kovacic, etc., Doku, Nunes. So people were like, maybe this, you know, we've had a great run, five titles out of six. Maybe this year we might fall short. And I don't think we've played too well. I don't think we're the same team as last year. I do feel that there is a few things missing, but we find ourselves like within touching distance of the league. We're in the quarterfinals of the Champions League and the semi-final of the FA Cup. So from the outside looking in, it looks like it's a great season. But obviously from our standards that we've set ourselves, we are a little bit off colour compared to previous seasons.
Yeah, I mean, even like from a Villa fan watching City as afar, you used to like sticking City on and seeing them like just dismantle teams 3, 4, and 5. And that's not really happened that much this season, has it? So what do you think it is actually down? Do you think it is down to, you know, the like Gundogan, he's a big player, weren't he? I always felt like he sort of clutched it. He had them clutch moments. I remember when, you know, we were 2-0 up against you guys sort of towards the end of that season. And, you know, he came on and got the goals for you. So what would you like put it down to? Do you think it's more of a case of there's more than two teams in a title race?
I think tiredness. I know it sounds daft, but I think we are looking a little bit leggy. I feel like Kevin De Bruyne being out for 6 months wasn't ideal. Erling missed 2 months of the season, not ideal. Picking up the odd little niggles here and there, John Stones, etc., not ideal. But we're lacking something, you know what I mean? We're not feeding it into the big man as well as we was last season. We're finding a lot of teams are coming with this low block, as you've seen against Arsenal on Sunday. It was ridiculous. Not enough space. I just think we've played a hell of a lot of games in the last few years, and some of these players have had no break. They're doing international duty. They're coming back. We did the World Club Cup. We did the Super Cup. So it's not an excuse, you know what I mean? We're you know, the professionals, but I just feel that that hasn't helped the cause. And if you look throughout history in the Premier League, you know, Man United have done it 3 times on the trot. They never did the fourth. I think they've done it twice. I mean, there's a reason for it. It's got to be, it's so hard. I think you hit a bit of a wall. And we're just not ticking. I hope Pep can get some sort of last push out of them, and we need some silverware. But I think Sunday's game, you know, we needed to win that, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not all sort of like doom and gloom. You know, like you said, no. World champions, won Champions League last season, still in the quarterfinals, only 3 points off the top. So, do you know what I mean? Like most people would like snap your hands off for that anyway. So, yeah, I mean, it got built up this game, didn't it, the weekend, of being like, you know, it's going to be a blockbuster game. And for a neutral, you know, it was quite a tactical battle. It was quite interesting to see, you know, that tactical side of it and how both teams set up, etc. So what did you make of that game overall? Were you surprised that Arsenal came and sort of defended the way they did? Because I kind of felt like they were going to sort of try and go toe-to-toe with you a little bit and sort of them to impose what they're all about. But it never sort of happened, did it?
Well, last year they ran clear with it, telling us what they were going to do to us at the Emirates. We went there, destroyed them. They came to the Etihad. We're going to do this. Last year, we destroyed them. They've already beat us twice this season, the Charity Shield and in the league. They're hitting teams for 5 and 6. They were telling everyone that wanted to listen that they, you know, the fans were saying they were coming to the Etihad. Man City aren't the same team. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And they basically sat 2 banks of 5, just moved left to right, blocked all the spaces, and basically came for a draw. They basically shit themselves. They dug in. They knew they weren't confident enough to think like, you know what, this Manchester City team aren't the team from last season. We've improved. We've got Declan Rice, all this that we keep hearing about. Let's go and put them away at the Etihad. And I don't think they believe it themselves. And I think both teams, the draw for both teams wasn't good enough. I think they shot themselves in the foot. I think the only winners of the weekend was Liverpool. And like you say, we're not playing well, and they didn't have the bottle to come and do it. You know what I mean? So they're trying to spin it now like it's some great tactical draw at the Etihad and that. Chelsea got a draw at the Etihad, you know, the other week. So I wouldn't put it down. But one thing for certain, if you want to win titles, you've got to go to your rivals and have a go. Meet City and Liverpool, Anfield the other week, toe-to-toe, end-to-end, you know, proper game of football. That from them could come back and bite them on the arse, I think.
Yeah, so moving away from the Premier League, just touching on that Champions League quarterfinal with Real Madrid. I mean, that's a blockbuster game, isn't it? You beat them last season. So as a fan, how do you feel going into a game against Real Madrid? Because obviously Villa are in fourth at the minute. And, you know, I keep having a joke about, like, imagine next season Villa are playing Real Madrid at Villa Park. So talk to us, what does it feel like to play Real Madrid? And are you confident you can get through it?
Yeah, it's awesome, mate. I mean, like, you know, obviously I've come a long way with City. So we're fortunate enough to play Real Madrid about 5 or 6 times in the last few years. And I've had my heart broke there at the Bernabeu. I've experienced it. You know what I mean? 1 minute towards a Champions League final in Paris, I'm thinking, brilliant, let's get the flights booked. And then bang, a minute later, I'm thinking, fucking, I'm going to Blackpool for the weekend now. You know what I mean? So I have experienced the heritage of Real Madrid. It is one of my favourite grounds. I do love it. I'm going to Madrid myself again. And it's just, you just dreamland. I think that performance, what we did last year in the Bernabeu, was very disciplined. We went over there and thought, right, we've got a second leg to come. Let's not show our hand. We got the draw. Then we went back to the Etihad and absolutely outclassed them. I think it was one of the best performances, if not the best, I've ever seen Man City play, the way we dominated such a good team. I do feel like Real Madrid ain't going to let that happen this time. I feel like they're going to want to get a bit of a lead at the Bernabeu and come to the Etihad with something. So I think City's got to, you know, be on our guard. But these are the games you live for, you know what I mean? When you're a kid and you I was in Manchester, I was like watching Man United play in all these great teams in the European Cup. And I was thinking maybe one day we could get there. Probably never believed it. But then now it's like, you know, you've got to take these games as they come and just enjoy it. And like you say, Man City, Real Madrid, it don't get any bigger than that now.
It's huge. So your style this season then, Man City, on the way that you're playing, has it evolved much with sort of like Gundogan leaving? We know at the weekend, Guardiola was sort of playing as like a winger on the left. Kovacic was sort of screening that back two at times. So has it changed much? And what is the sort of City style at the minute?
It's very, very possession-based, as we know with Pep. It's always about keep the ball, nothing wasted. I just feel like we're just not penetrating enough in the final third. I just feel like Haaland's not making them runs anymore because I think he's sick of not being found. I don't feel like we get down the line and we put any crosses in the box. I feel like Kevin De Bruyne's still finding his feet. The link-up with Haaland doesn't seem to be going. We all know Rodri's the key in our midfield, keeps it going. We just lack that cutting edge. I mean, we do everything right. We're defending okay. The build-up plays okay. The transitions are okay. But when we get into the final third, I know it sounds daft, but it just don't seem to be clicking up there. You know, Jeremy Doku might go and beat a man, and then he'll put it 60 foot over the bar, or he'll smash across the goal, but it'll just hit the first man and go out. And then, you know, Grealish is just coming back now. I think we're a better side with Jack in it. So hopefully, I think with Jack coming back in the team, that balance can be, you know, can be the final factor, and we can start. I don't think we've even got out of second gear. I just feel like we've got another couple of gears to go in us yet.
Yeah, I know you're big friends with Grealish, and I think Grealish is a massive player for you guys because I think he allows you to have the possession a lot better. He keeps hold of the ball a lot more, and I think he's a completely different player to the Grealish that we had. So as a City fan, do you enjoy that Jack Grealish, or do you ever think, I wish he was a bit more like the Grealish at Villa? Because like you're saying about Doku to me feels quite raw, but he's very different to Grealish, if that makes sense. So why do you think he allows Doku to be a little bit more unpredictable, but Grealish is a bit more safer?
I don't know. And like you say, I'd love to see Jack in the 10 role, me. I'd love when Vermin De Bruyne got injured, I thought, this is perfect. This, we can get Jack Grealish in the middle. He can go left. He can go right. He can win us fouls. He can shoot. And I thought, this is made for him. And then, no, he's sticking him out on that left. He's sticking him out on that left. And then he's like, he's basically telling him not to beat men, to drag two men over to him. And I just don't know. It must be so frustrating for someone like Jack to, you know what he's capable of and have to stick to a system. But Pep's always been like that. I mean, you watch the documentaries with Pep on Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry said he was playing wide left. He cut in, he shot, he scored. He took him off because he didn't do what he told him. And I feel like, yeah, you are suppressing the player, but I feel like it's a part of a cog with City in a whole line of cogs. And I think that if one player doesn't follow that, the machine doesn't turn the right way. So if Jack started coming inside and letting shots off, and the possession wouldn't be the same, we wouldn't recycle the ball. But then, like you say, when Jeremy comes on, he just seems to have a license to do what he wants. And he's not as effective as Grealish, but Grealish has been brilliant for us. You know, people look at him from the outside and they're trying to judge him on the old Grealish at Villa. But I think he's become such a good player at City. I think he's become a bit mature, you know. But it's just at City, you're not that main guy. You don't stand out. And that's no disrespect to Villa, but at Villa, he was the main man. He could do what he wanted. Everything went through him and he was the man. He come to City and it's like, listen, you sit out on the left, don't beat a man, don't shoot. As soon as you get the ball, get to the touchline, bring it back, drag two men in. He's probably thinking, what the fuck's going on here? But the guy won a treble. You've seen him. You know, his trophy cabinet at the end of when he retires is going to tell you a different story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Then, so thoughts on Villa this season then?
I thought you've done brilliant. I think I went to the game at Villa Park. We were just fucking awful, but you got the result. And I feel like, you know, it's been one of them mad seasons. You're on a journey. Are you in the Conference League? Yeah. Is that what you're in? Yeah, with Ajax, and you beat Ajax, and then to look where you are in the league, it's fantastic to see. And, you know, it's like from Gerrard. I mean, Gerrard days, it didn't look right there, and you thought, oh, fucking hell, I'm going to struggle. They sold Grealish. But obviously, the money you've invested well, the players you've got in, and you've got a good side. You know what I mean? Douglas Luiz is one of our ex-players. He's in there. Diaby's impressed. Watkins is obviously fantastic. And listen, if you can get to the Champions League, what a dream it is. You know what I mean? For you guys. And like you say, the manager, I feel like at Arsenal, he was never given a fair crack of the whip. I feel like at Villa, he's got a lot more power there, a bit more control. And it's been a great season. And if you can finish in that Champions League, then next season will be even better.
So the game on Wednesday then, are we in for like a backlash, or is it going to be a tight game? Or
I hope so. I feel like we need a reaction. I feel like we need to fucking win and start winning. You know what I mean? We're dropping too many silly points. But I do think there's a little bit of vulnerability with City. I do feel like on the counter-attack at home as well, we can be got at if teams are brave. Arsenal wasn't brave. Their arse fell out. Man United were brave the week before. They got the noses in front. They could have gone two in front, but then eventually City got them down. So I do expect Villa to have chances. But I do feel like City's got to bounce back, and I feel like he's going to have really read on the riot act in the next couple of days, and I feel like we're getting the job done on Wednesday.
Do you feel like you've got to win every single game now in the Premier League? Literally, yeah. No mistakes.
No slip-ups. The games that worry me are Palace away, Brighton away, Spurs away, just games. But I do this every season. I have this thing in my head, and I think, oh, God, Palace. And then we always win. But Tottenham and that. But I do believe there's going to be more twists and turns in the title race to come. I don't think it's over yet. I feel like teams get complacent these last 10 games and there's a few shock results coming. This is where Villa can step it up. You know what I mean? You know, they could come to the Etihad while we're sort of labouring as we are. Be brave. Go get a result. You know what I mean? That's what you need to do. But I just feel like we've got a big week coming up with Villa, Palace, then with Madrid. We've got the FA Cup semi-final. We've done this before, and City usually get going with about 9 or 10 games going, you know what I mean? So if you're asking me, can we win every game? I do believe we can do. I just thought, looking at the form last few games, it's just a bit stop-start for me. I just think there's something missing.
How do you feel like Pep is this season? Do you sense that is he really like happy still? Like, would you say he's going to be here for another couple of years with Klopp going? Or what's your vibe with Pep?
I mean, it's hard to judge him. He's a very moody, sort of mystic character, you know what I mean? I don't think anyone can get to the bottom of him. I've just seen a clip of him having a go at Grealish after the game on Sunday. But, I mean, he's been there a long time, longer than we ever thought. Everyone said he's going to come in, he's going to find it difficult, he's not going to be able to handle the Premier League, and he'll leave, he'll see his arse and that. You know, he's destroyed it, you know what I mean? He's destroyed it. Every team's trying to play like Pep now. They're all taking his ideas and that. As long as the fire's still there in his belly, then, like I say, we keep him there. And I just feel like we've got a big summer coming of maybe a freshen up. I feel like we need to go and get some big players now, some a couple of other superstars in, not your Kovacic's and your Doku's and unproven. I feel like we need to go hard and grab a couple of established players and really bolster the squad. Like Joshua Kimmich and that have been mentioned, Musiala at Bayern, a double swoop at Bayern, you know, Bernardo Silva may leave, things like that. So I just think if they get the signings in and the quality in, I think it'll give him the hunger to go again.
Yeah, sounds scary. So we'll end it on that one then. Cheers, Steve, for coming on. It's been great chatting to you, mate.
No problem, mate. Thank you very much.